Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Two former talents from HBO's hit series Insecure, one in front of the camera, the other off camera, are pairing up for Send Help, All Black's new coming-of-age dramedy. Co-creators Jean Ellie and Mike Goyo join me next. Also ahead, Amazon's Thursday Night Football gets rated, a pair of top executive exits, Fox Nation has a made-for-movie universe, our classic trivia question, and have you heard of the Savannah Bananas? Well, ESPN Plus and ESPN 2 viewers will on Friday night, and that's our show to know. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on Spotify, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Thank you and you and especially you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon, 81 degrees at the top of the hour. And we welcome you to the program All About TV's current and future second of four episodes we are doing this week. We had one yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Friday. And I promise you, our episodes tomorrow and Friday both are must-hear. Two-hour episode tomorrow, 90 minutes Friday. We'll give you all the details a little later on in today's program. And we invite you to be part of today's program because we have some wonderful guests for you who incidentally will be showing up live in person in this neck of the woods, New York, a little later on for a special event at Brooklyn's Industry City District. So that's all coming up. But right now you can talk to them. How? Pick up the phone, dial in, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. We've got our chat room going, too. It's SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions of people live with you. The co-creators of Send Help on All Black, that's Jean Ellie and Mike Goyo, join me here in the Big Apple after these news notes. Amazon Prime Video will allow Nielsen to monitor viewership of its Thursday night NFL football games under a three-year agreement unveiled this morning. Nielsen will track viewership of each Thursday's NFL matchup, along with live pre- and post-game presentations. The rating service also will track viewership on Twitch, Amazon's interactive venture, which is playing on some smart TV sets and devices, as well as home and away team carriage of each game on broadcast stations. The first stats will be compiled from a preseason game involving the San Francisco 49ers and the Houston Texans that Amazon will offer on August 25th. In another unrelated Amazon development, September 1st will now be the premiere date for The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. That's a date earlier than originally announced. The first two episodes will run on September 1st. We have a pair of top TV executive departures to highlight this afternoon. After 17 years running CNBC, Mark Hoffman will step down next month as president of the Business and Financial Content Channel. Casey Sullivan will take Hoffman's place. Sullivan is currently CNBC's senior national sales executive. Also, at the end of this year, Darren Throop will wrap his run as president and chief executive of Hasbro Division Entertainment One, or E1. Throop started his CEO term in 2001 when the company, pre-Hasbro acquisition several years ago, was known as ROW, R-O-W Entertainment. E1's TV series catalog includes The Rookie and spinoff The Rookie Feds, which will premiere this fall on ABC, and American Rust, which is coming soon to Amazon Freebie after one season last year on Showtime. And make way for a new made-for-TV movie source, subscription service Fox Nation. Yes, Fox Nation. At least four original movies will be produced and distributed on Fox Nation for the 2022-23 season. The Shell Collector, a relationship drama, will kick off the foursome September 1st. A second movie expected to run around December, around the holiday season. I'll have some news note quickies for you after the bottom of the hour. And now joining me here in New York, the co-creators of the new all-BLK or all-black dramedy Send Help premiered last week. We welcome in John Ellie and Mike Goyo. John and Mike, welcome in. And hang on for one second. Or a couple of moments. You'll get them in momentarily. Bear with me. Oh, all right, there we go. John and Mike, welcome in.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
How's it going, man?
Doing very well, thank you. And we're looking forward to having you in persona tonight at Industry City, wonderful location in Brooklyn, which, by the way, is going to be the new home of the Made in New York Production Center when that opens up either late this year or next year.
Nice.
Yeah, man, we can't wait.
Yep. John, we'll start with you. What's been the reaction so far, a week into the run of your show?
It's been great, man, and fantastic. Like, the outpour of love and support from people all over. The commentary over Instagram and Twitter has been great. I'm really loving the energy from everybody around and how everybody's supporting the show.
Mm-hmm. Mike, how often did you run into John when you were both doing Insecure? You were one of the writers on the series. John was one of the actors. How did this partnership come about?
We actually met before Insecure. You know, we met back in, like, what was it, 2016?
2016.
Yeah, we met back in 2016, and we met through a mutual friend on Facebook who was like, hey, you're both in L.A. and you're both Haitian. You two should know each other. So we met up, had brunch, started talking. By then, Jean had just gotten the part of Amal on Insecure. So we became cool right before he got on the show, and I became a writer on the show season 5. I've known Issa since, like, 2015, and had an opportunity to work on her scripted podcast for 2 seasons. So that's how I knew Issa, but I didn't start working on Insecure 5.
And, of course, John and I have been working. Wrapped up its 5-year run. HBO's congratulating to Issa Rae and everybody involved. I've got a bunch of Emmy nominations that will be up for next month. John, I understand that Send Help is a series that you have wanted to do. This is not an overnight thing. This is something you've wanted to do for a long time, to deal with a particular group of people of color, namely Haitian Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's been a passion project for a very long time. And it's been a blessing to be able to create it. And also, I believe we're, like, the first of its kind to create a show that we're creating right now, to create Send Help. And then also, it's been nothing but a blessing to be able to do this with my friends, do this with my brother. Mike and I are literally birthday twins. We're both from Boston. And we've been championing each other for a very long time, in front of the screen and behind the screen. And to be able to create a show like Send Help and bring it to the world in the way we did, especially with a network like All Black, who allows us to just be. It's nothing but short of a miracle and a blessing, and also great timing.
Yeah, absolutely. And shout out to Boston too. You know, like, we're both from Boston, as Jean said, and to be able to work on this together, to be able to, like, show our culture, express our culture, people see where we come from. It just feels really good.
How connected, Mike, at the hip were both of you?
Go again?
we literally
celebrate everything together.
Yeah, we do.
Like, every win, every fall, we celebrate everything together. Our birthdays are celebrated together. We've been stuck at the hip since 2016.
Yep, that's my brother.
John, talk about your character that you play on Send Help. This is somebody who seems to strike pay dirt with a television show that you star in, the character who's Fritz John Baptiste stars in, and then the rug gets pulled out from you, and then all of a sudden you're sort of at the bottom and trying to get back up to the top again. Explain more about how you shape the character.
Well, it's a lot more than just the rug being pulled from under him and he's trying to get back to the top again. He's actually trying to figure out who he is. The job was something that came to him that kind of allowed him to, like, forget about everything else that he was dealing with in the first place. And like most people, what we do is we bury ourselves in work, we bury ourselves in other activities, so therefore we're not really dealing what's really going on in our world and what's really going on in our lives, because we're hiding in plain sight, which is what Fritz was doing. And now with this job no longer there, he can no longer hide in plain sight, and he has to figure out who he is. Because it's a coming-of-age story about a guy trying to get to who he's supposed to really be in this world.
Right.
Acting was the thing that allowed him to just be, but be with kind of a cloak of who he's supposed to be. And now he has to come to terms with things that happened to him and happened to his family, as well as try to become a better person all around. So it's more of a coming-of-age story in how he dealt with things or didn't deal with things, because he had the buffer of his older brother kind of, like, supporting him.
Right. And he's, like, navigating different relationships, too, you know, relationships with his friends, with women, with his family. And it's also about, like, the trauma that he's experiencing that he doesn't know is affecting some of his relationships and, like, how he sees himself and what he how he operates in life. You know what I mean? And we try to talk about that and talk about mental health, especially when it comes to, like, men, especially when it comes to black
men.
You know what I mean? So we wanted to be able to talk about that, but do it in a really entertaining
way.
You're hearing John Ellie. He is the co-star and co-creator, and Mike Goyo is the other co-creator of Send Help. It's the brand-new dramedy series that premiered last week on All Black, or All BLK. It's available on smart TV sets and smart devices, produced through AMC Networks. By the way, some of All Black's programming is also carried on WE TV, which is available on cable and satellite. Both John and Mike join us live from Nueva York, where in a few hours they're going to be part of a special celebratory event for their series in Brooklyn's Industry City District, and I'll be there for that as well. Coming up, I'm with you live from the Big Apple, 81 degrees at the top of the hour. Question or comment for our guest? Don't be shy. Get a phone and ring it in, 646-652-2906. We'll use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Our third episode of the week comes your way tomorrow at this very hour, 3:50 to Pacific. It's a two-hour spectacular, and I promise you it is must-hear radio. We're going to kick it off with the Executive Vice President of a fast-rising network devoted to classic TV. The network is called Family Entertainment TV. The executive is Adam Sumrall. He's the Executive Vice President there. And then we're going to showcase a trio of very exciting shows that are happening this month. One will be premiering on Peacock on Thursday. It's called The Undeclared War. It's a miniseries about the possibility of a cyber war between two countries. And trust me, it's the kind of a situation you don't want to find your nation involved with. We will have the award-winning executive producer, writer, and director of that miniseries, Peter Gazinski, live from England. Then, in a very special interview that was just booked today, we will have the executive producer of the critically acclaimed new adaptation of A League of Their Own, the hit movie on Amazon Prime Video. Executive producer Despot Tedros Swift will join us, and we'll find out about how that series is doing. So far, rave reviews. And finally, you'll meet one of the hottest directors in episodic television. She is one of Shonda Rhimes' favorites on shows like Grey's Anatomy. In fact, she won an Emmy nomination for directing the pilot of, guess what, Bridgerton. Her name is Julianne Robinson. And right now she is working on the new Netflix series produced here in New York called Partner Track that premieres later this month. She's also working on a brand new musical drama that will premiere next year on Hulu. Julianne Robinson, the director of Bridgerton and so much more, she will join us live. That's tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, all here, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Mike, how did you and John fashion the story in terms of, you know, playing it out episode by episode?
Oh, well, that's a good question. So we have 7 episodes, right? And it was really important for us to kind of, like, hit, like, key moments that we felt really spoke to the character, but doing it in a really nuanced way that feels fresh to audiences and not something that's, like, you know, too contrived or, like, felt like, you know, it was too kind of stereotypical. So it was because the show is already based on Jean's real life, like, it's semi-autobiographical, we did have, like, kind of like an outline already because it's his life. We just wanted to figure out, okay, what key moments we want to focus on for season one and what exactly we wanted the show to be about at the end of the day. And what we came to was that we wanted it to be about, you know, him navigating his life and how trauma kind of affects the way he does that without him realizing it. So by the end of the season, all the kind of like seeds that we planted throughout come together and really kind of like flesh out the puzzle that we were trying to, you know, that Frick was trying to figure out for himself. So by the end of the season, he has this huge aha moment of like, oh, wow, this is what's happening. And then as we proceed in future seasons, it's him just trying to cater to that and trying to figure out what's going on.
John, one of the things that your character deals with is something that in the press release that Old Back gave us is called imposter syndrome. How do you define imposter syndrome? How does it play out in the storyline?
Imposter syndrome is being for me, by my definition, it means I do not feel like I belong when I'm already in the place that I've arrived, but not feeling as if this is mine and not feeling as if this is for me, even though you are already a part of it, you are a part of the situation of what's going on and what's happening. He feels like the odd man out, even though he's worked so hard to get to this place, but doesn't feel like it's his just yet. And that's mostly because he's not who he feels that he is. He hasn't accepted who he is and where he's at the moment. So you have this feeling of imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mike,
the way that...
How much did you ask the writers and yourself to get personal in the storylines or in the episodes, you know, to take things that they have experienced in their lives and put them along with what John has experienced into the plot lines?
It was really important for us to kind of, like, have a fully dimensional show, fully dimensional characters, and that comes with having a really diverse kind of writer's room, right? Not just diversity of people, but like diversity of thought. You want people with different perspectives coming to the room and sharing their experience so that we can flesh out these people. We can flesh out the world, you know? So it was great to see that we had a lot of things in common in the writer's room, even though we're speaking from a very unique perspective, a very specific perspective. It was great to see that it was very, like, a universal idea. Everyone kind of, like, there was something about Frick that they could speak to that they can add to the show. Like, for instance, one of our writers is Jewish. Jewish guilt, like, Jewish mother guilt is very similar to Haitian mother guilt. It's very much the same type of guilt. So being able to, like, speak to that and being able to share those experiences in a way that makes the show feel universal was really good to see.
Jean, the supporting cast that you have, it's quite a remarkable cast because they come from a lot of shows that people know about, including you have somebody from Insecure, Courtney Taylor, you got people from Snowfall, you got Karen Bonfil, who also did David Makes Man, which is one of my favorite shows of recent years, thanks to the Open Movie Network and Warner Brothers and the people and the creator for who's the co-writer of Moonlight, the one of the Oscars 5-6 years ago. You've got a lot of interesting people from a lot of interesting backgrounds. How much did it take to fuse everybody together and be on the same wavelength?
Well, it took a lot. We were literally up to the wire up until production. Literally in pre-production, we're still casting folks and, like, negotiating contracts and getting everybody into the show. So it took a lot. But the benefit of it all and the greatness of it all is that we've all grown up in this industry together. I feel like we've all met each other when we first got out here. I've been in L.A. for about 12 years now. And it was just a matter of time before we found something to work with each other on. And the fact that we – and then the type of care into the show and into the project really helps it shine because everybody is firing off on all cylinders and also bringing something unique to each and every character, starting with Karina, Anna, who we found through the casting process, Eamon, Karen, Kamiko, Courtney. They've all brought something special to the characters, and we're so happy to be able to put this team together in order to make this series the way it looks right now.
And Kamiko didn't sign her deal till like the day before
shooting.
The cast really came together in a very kind of like divine way.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing John Ellie and Mike Goyo. They're the co-creators of Send Help, now in its second week on All Black, the programming service aimed at African Americans and the rest of us. You can find on smart TV sets and smart devices. Some of the programming also running on WE TV on broadcast on cable and satellite. And our guests are joining us here in New York, where they will be honored at a special event at Brooklyn's Industry City District a little later tonight. And you can hear them for a little longer here this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. We're happy you're around wherever you are. Signing up, I'm with you live also from the Big Apple. 81 degrees at the top of the hour. You have a question or comment on our remaining minutes with our duo. Make that call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We have a big 90-minute wrap-up to our quartet of shows this week. It's on Friday. And joining us off the bat will be from the brand-new Apple TV Plus series, Good for All Ages, Surfside Girls, based on the popular IDW comic book. We've got the co-developer, executive producer, writer, and showrunner. She does everything. Her name is Mae Chan, and she'll be our lead guest. Then we'll talk about a multi-channel bundle called Plex that is now offering the opportunity for entrepreneurs to launch their own channels, one of those entrepreneurs being the folks behind the Nexstar-owned service, The Hill. We will have the general manager of The Hill. His name is Jason Jedlinski with us. Also from Plex, the vice president of strategic alliances and content, Sean Eldridge. And finally, remember the days when, well, when TV started, there was like almost a Western, lots of Westerns every week? Well, those were in the 50s and 60s. And today, not anywhere near that amount. Well, we'll talk to somebody who is a big fan of TV Westerns, past, present, and maybe future. And we'll find out what he thinks about the state of the Western genre in television. And this era of plentiful TV, what role is there for the Western? Will it be contemporary? Will it be historical? Et cetera, et cetera. His name is Henry Park, and he is the entertainment editor of the popular feature True West. He will join us also. That is Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And next Monday, I mentioned Parker, a partner track before, which premieres later this month on Netflix. Georgia Lee, the executive producer and showrunner of that series, based here in New York, she'll be joining us a week from next Monday. Excuse me, that's next Monday. Georgia Lee from Partner Track on Netflix. She'll be one of our guests right here next Monday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. It's interesting, Mike, that one of the characters has your last name. That's the character played by Amin Joseph from Snowfall fame. Was that deliberate?
It was. We tried in the writer's room to really, to your earlier question, try to get as much of everyone else on the show as possible. So there are bits and pieces of everyone on the show. Like, for instance, our writer Jordan, one of the characters we named Jordan. We were very conscious about even having some of the writers do cameos on the show. So we wanted to kind of, like, take that from Insecure. You know, because on Insecure, all the writers do cameos and, like, do some acting on the show. So we wanted to do the same with our show. And some of the crew members, too. Some of the crew members you'll be able to point out and see on camera. So that's, like, you know, something we really wanted to do just to express that, like, this show is a bit of all of us, you know?
You want to talk about the newcomer that is making her debut in this series. Her name is Anna Bowen. What's she like? What character does she play?
Ooh, man, Anna Bowen. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. When the casting agents presented her to us and we got on for a Camry, it was as if we struck lightning in a bottle. And her energy, the way that she played the character, the way that she portrayed the character was a breath of fresh air. And we've been seeing a lot of people. There was a couple great ones. But the way that she really owned who Mac was, it was just something that was like, we have to work with her. And when we got the approval to make it happen, it was just magic. Every time she was on set, we were – and then our rehearsals – and our working together to get the show to where it needs to be at was amazing. So I'm super grateful to be able to discover her with the team and be able to put her out there in a unique and amazing way. And I look forward to you guys seeing her in episode 4 because she really shines in that episode. It's one of my favorite episodes as well. I also co-directed that episode. So, like, it was one of my favorite episodes to shoot and be able to see her and Mummy just live in that world that we've created.
Yeah, and her Camry was just great. You know, like, she really shines, and she will definitely be a force to be reckoned with in this industry. She's stellar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mike, it sounds like the actors, at least the major actors, like Jean, had a lot of input in the writer's room or a good relationship with the writers in terms of dealing with the various characters and storylines. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
No, yeah, absolutely. You know, especially for Joe,
because I co-wrote.
He's speaking from several different perspectives too, you know. But as an actor who's also a writer, he knows how to talk to other actors on set. You know, when talking about the material. But even aside from that, like, the actors that we have are all, you know, creative in different ways, too. So It's great that they can see what's on the page and appreciate it and understand it, but also find the little nuances between the lines, you know? To be able to work with actors and have respect for the craft and for the craft of writing and just honoring Jean's story, honoring, like, Fritz's story, was important for all of us. So it was just, it was easy working with them. They're all, you know, fantastic. And so it's great that they already had an appreciation for the craft and what we were doing in the writer's room when it came.
For either of you, and then I have one more topic to get into before we wrap, have you heard from other members of the Asian American community? Do they feel that you're accurately or to some degree accurately representing them and their issues?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. So far we've heard some, like, great things, you know? Like,
a lot of
people are responding great on Twitter, on
Instagram. On the Union Suite. Like, there's a lot of positive feedback and positive reinforcement and feeling as if they are seen.
Yeah.
Even to the fact that we're able to create a show where you can watch the character and then see how the character interacts with their mom and feel like this is my interaction with my mom. So that feels very good for us as creators of the show, trying to create something that feels honest and true.
Yeah.
Before we go, I wanted to share with everybody and let you elaborate that both of you in your post-Insecure Live have production companies to fall back on.
Yes.
Both of you, each of you runs a production company. So let's start with you, Jean. You have a production company called Bassett House Pictures. What's happening with that?
Yes.
And any TV projects coming up?
Bassett House Pictures, yes. We're currently working on a film series where we're going to be highlighting work from underrepresented creators and hosting a sit down with executives. So the whole mission for Bassett House is to be able to build a table where executives and creatives could sit down and commingle and share ideas and also get themselves to the next level in their creative journey. So we have a film series coming out called Screen That Night, which should be coming out in October that we're working on right now.
And, Mike, you've got one called Black Boy Writes. That's WRITES Media. You started this last year. Where is that at in terms of doing new TV series and projects?
Yeah, well, we're doing, you know, really well, you know. Black Boy Writes Media is really about, like, amplifying disenfranchised people, you know, amplifying people in marginalized spaces. So that's, like, our focus. I think our mission is, like, you know, purpose-driven content, you know. So I'm developing a few shows now. I have a pilot in development currently with Alex Newell to play the lead. I'm currently developing a series that we're getting ready to take out to pitch, and we're currently doing that with Carmelo Anthony's production company. I'm, you know, working on a feature right now with Netflix that has Wyclef attached to it. Wyclef is doing all the music. It's an animated feature, and also writing another feature. So, you know, but the thing that I am passionate about is my mentorship initiative. It's called the Black Boy Writes and Black Girl Writes Mentorship Initiative. It's meant for black writers coming up in the business who are really talented but just don't have the access or a pathway towards actually becoming a TV or film writer, or, you know. So I made it my mission to create a pathway for writers of color to, you know, make their way into the industry.
And do either of you or both of you see a deeper relationship with All Black down the road, whether it is continuing to send help or developing new shows for them?
I would love that. I think that would be great. I think that would be great. And we're literally hoping that becomes the case, because to be on a platform that allows us to champion our stories and then someone we can actually grow with from the ground up, it feels right. So definitely something that we are interested in and speaking about and getting done.
Send Help, now in its second week on All Black, that's All BLK, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. You can also find some of their programming, both scripted and unscripted, on WeTV, available on cable and satellites. Check your local listings for where it's running in your area. And for more details about Send Help and the network at large, here's where you go online, www.allblk.tv. It's www.allblk.tv. And once again, we look forward to seeing the folks from Send Help and All BLK at a special event here in New York, specifically at Brooklyn's Industry City District, which will be the new home shortly of the Made in New York Production Center, a big studio complex for both film and television that will be hopefully opening before the end of the year or early 2023, owned and operated by Steiner Studios. John Ellie, Mike Goyo, thank you both very, very much for coming on the program today before the event tonight. Congratulations on your new show going. Look forward to hearing about more projects from both of you together and separately down the road, and look forward to seeing you both in person tonight. It should be a dynamite event.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're very, very welcome, John and Mike. Take care. See you in a bit.
All right. Bye-bye. Take it easy. See you later.
John Ellie and Mike Goyo joining us live here in New Weather, York. And once again, it's Send Help is the series. It's on All Black, All BLK, now in its second week. When we come back, more classic trivia, more of our classic trivia segment, plus more news, no quickies. And have you heard about the Savannah Bananas? It's the craziest baseball team on television since Brockmire, and they make their debut on television this Friday on ESPN Plus and ESPN 2. That's our show to know. We'll tell you all about it after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, streaming.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. A very exciting new type of internet radio comes your way in special form tomorrow. It's called An Enchanted Evening. Check out An Enchanting Evening as a BTR special tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget Best Lead Chart 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised, our second of four episodes coming away live and lively from New York this week. Simon Abbott with you live from the Big Apple, 81 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Coming up shortly, we will have our classic trivia question of the week, three prizes in play if you come up with the correct answer. And we'll have a show-to-know segment about a very interesting baseball team, maybe the wackiest, weirdest baseball team anywhere on this planet. It happens to be the Savannah Bananas, and they're making their TV debut in a five-part series on ESPN Plus and ESPN 2 this Friday. And there's more. We'll tell you all about that, but first, time for some news note quickies. The 2022 Primetime Creative Arts Emmy Awards will take place over two nights, September 3rd and 4th. FXX will carry a highlight special September 10th. Peacock will drop The Rich Eisen Show live simulcast with weekday forming lineup next month. New TV home for this Westwood Wonder Series attraction, the Roku Channel. CBS Studios' joint venture with the NAACP will launch a special new writers initiative showcasing African Americans. A script development deal will go to at least one of the writers discovered through this project. By the way, starting this week, people can apply for that project. More details, you can go on the website, thecbsstudios.com, or check out the NAACP's website. Disney Channel, Disney Junior, and Disney Plus will take time September 21st to debut Firebuzz, a new toon series about young first responders and the talking vehicles they work with some very interesting voices in the cast. And that is news notes for today. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. We have been talking about this all week and this last week as well. We have three prizes in play if you're first with the correct answer to the following question. The three prizes are from Nickelodeon, the Loud House Christmas card set, and two best-selling books, novel The Unexpected Danny Green by Phil Friedman, a recent guest on this program, as well as the entertainment-oriented Flirting with Fame by noted PR guru Dan Harari, who was on our program also a couple of weeks back. All three prizes can be yours if you know the answer to this question. Chevy Chase was Weekend Update's first anchor person on Saturday Night Live back in 1975. Who was second a year later? Chevy Chase was Weekend Update's first anchor person on Saturday Night Live in 1975 when the show debuted that fall. George Carlin was the original host, first host. Who was second? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon TWT. And we now have 790 followers. now using Twitter regularly. So thank you so much, all 790 of you, and hopefully more to come. So again, if we don't get a winner by the end today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. But remember, you have to email your answer. Don't forget to enclose your name and your mailing address so if you win, get the prize get to you as soon as possible. If you're a previous winner, you are not eligible. Sorry. So anyway, one more time, here's the question. Chevy Chase was Weekend Update's first anchor person on Saturday Night Live when the show premiered in 1975 on NBC. Who was second? Hint, it was a woman. Email me your answer, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, in order to win, all you got to do is play in. Do it today. And all the very best. And now it's time for our regular feature, A Show to Know, where we highlight a program that you might not know about but we think you ought to watch for your entertainment or empowering pleasure. It's a program that you might not know about because it's either not well marketed or promoted or public related, or it falls into doesn't get into the radar screen of critics and journalists, or it's announced way too late for them to be on the radar screen of critics and journalists. And that's the case with today's Show to Know. And it's actually two things. Remember the TV series Brockmire? It was on IFC for several seasons. Starred Hank Azaria as a washed-up baseball announcer on the comeback trail, you know, Vin Scully or Lindsey Nelson style. And he had a deal with a minor league team that was one of the wackiest teams ever to play the sport. Well, you could say that in real life, a Brockmire-like minor league team is the Savannah Bananas. Wow, that's a tongue twister. The Savannah Bananas. They are a real team. They have yellow uniforms like bananas, and they go around the South playing baseball in the wackiest kind of way. Well, this Friday, they make their television debut nationally through an ESPN docuseries called Banana Land. The show will run first on ESPN Plus, which is available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices that morning, and then at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time, it will make its debut on ESPN 2, the opening episode. And that's not all. If you're on ESPN 2 2 hours early at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you will be able to see a live Savannah Bananas baseball game. That's right, a live Savannah Bananas baseball game with announcing team, commentary, the whole works. And you will see them in live action. That's not all. ESPN Plus is going to carry four more of their banana games around the South at various times live, either later this month or in early September. So once again, here's the schedule. The documentary series Banana Land, which is five episodes, begins Friday on ESPN Plus. That's Friday morning. That's available on smart TV sets, smart devices, multi-channel bundles. And then the first episode will run that night on ESPN 2, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific time. 2 hours earlier on ESPN 2, that's 7 p.m. Eastern. I believe that will be 4 p.m. Pacific. They will have a live game of Savannah Bananas baseball. And then ESPN Plus, in addition to the docuseries, will have four more Savannah Bananas games. They will be played at different locations between now and early September. For more details about the entire debacle, that's my own little term, or kerfuffle, whatever you want to call it, ESPN.com. So for all details about the team, the series, the live game on ESPN 2 Friday night, the whole deal, ESPN.com. It's ESPN.com. .com for the worldwide leader in sports. That's Banana Land. Again, the series, Friday night on ESPN 2, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, first episode. Series unspools Friday morning on ESPN Plus, available through smart TV sets and devices. And then a Savannah Bananas live baseball game that's at 7 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN 2, and four more games to come on ESPN Plus between that game and early September. And that will do it for this edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Thank you all for joining us, and thank you to our wonderful guests, Jean Ellie and Mike Goyo from the all-black scripted series Send Help, now in its second week, for joining us. And I'll meet them again in a few hours at Industry City in Brooklyn for a special reception in their honor, as well as honoring All Black, the network that is carrying this scripted series. Don't forget, All Black, some of their programming is available on WeTV. That's available through cable and satellite. So check local listings for where that service is at in your area. Again, we have two more great episodes of Tomorrow Be Televised coming your way tomorrow and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Two-hour episode tomorrow, 90-minute episode Friday. Tomorrow, it's must-hear radio, folks. Gather around. It's going to be amazing. We kick it off with our first half hour with the Executive Vice President of Family Entertainment TV, Adam Stumroll. Then we'll go live to London in the second half hour and talk to the executive producer, writer, director of the new Peacock miniseries, The Undeclared War, Peter Kosminski. Then, in an interview that we booked just this afternoon from the Amazon Prime Video hit series, A League of Their Own, based on a hit movie of the 1980s, executive producer Desta Tedros-Riff, internet radio exclusive, and another internet exclusive, Emmy-nominated director from Bridgerton, other genre rhyme series, and currently working on the new Netflix series Partner Track that premieres later this month, produced here in New York, Julie Ann Robinson. That's all on Wednesday's show. Like I said, 2 hours of must-hear radio. So tell your friends, tell anyone you know, tune in. It's going to be an amazing time. And equally amazing will be our 90-minute episode to wrap up this quartet of episodes this week. That's on Friday. And we kick things off from the new Apple TV Plus series Surfside Girls, based on the IDW comic character, co-developer, executive producer, writer, showrunner, the whole shebang, Mei Chang. Plus, we'll have Plex talking about their new agreement with The Hill to develop a TV channel 24/7 based on their popular website and news source. We'll have The Hill's general manager, Jason Davinsky, and the vice president of strategic alliance of Plex, Sean Eldred. And finally, we'll talk about the state, current, and future of the TV Western series with entertainment editor from True West, Henry Park. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on an episode you missed, we got some ways to help you out. One is go to our homepage in a couple of minutes and we'll have the episode for you. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Also, go to our website. It's tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. Tomorrow will be televised, hyphens between the words, .onpodium.com. You'll see the latest episode. This one at the top of the home screen. You can also see other recent episodes right underneath it. And if you have a question about our show or about the TV world in general, use that question feature at the bottom of the home screen to get to me. I'll answer you back ASAP. And if we use your question on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. You can also go in a few minutes to any of our podcast sites. That includes Google Podcasts, podcast.google.com, iHeartRadio's Podcast Network at iHeartRadio.com, TuneIn.com, Spreaker Podcast, Acast, Verbal, Reason, iTunes, Apple TV, that's the device, plus we're on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, including through Vizio Smart Television Sets, and other leading podcast destinations. And incidentally, if there's a podcast site that is not taking our program, we want to hear about it so that we can encourage them to take the program and, of course, make you very, very happy. So if you know of a site, let us know. Let them know. Be nice about it. Be civil. Let us know. We'll do the talking with them, and we'll make something happen. That's why we are now on more podcast sites than ever before, thanks to YOU. And, of course, we love hearing from you. You make this show work, and we always look forward to comments, critiques about how we make the show better and what guests you'd like to have on. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your address as well. Don't forget, you can use that email to respond to our classic trivia question every week for prizes, and you can also be part of our Show to Know segment, like we did today with Banana Land. So if there's a show you like that isn't getting enough attention, you think it definitely should, well, we want to hear about it. Let us know the information by email, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Tell us about the show, why you like it, what makes it great, the lack of promotion, publicity, whatever. If we use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. So SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We want to hear from you. And by the way, if it's just to say hi, whatever, please send it in. I do respond to your emails within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. You can also find me on social media through LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. We love hearing from you. We respond to what you have to say, and we do so gladly because, as we always say around here, what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not, say, those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR General Manager. Jay Sonnenberg is Head of Content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitarist Vakas is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We are back less than 24 hours from now. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. It's going to be a must-hear radio experience for you. We've got lots of great people in store for you. the Executive Vice President of Family Entertainment Television and Thumb Roll, the Executive Producer of The Undeclared War coming up on Peacock on Thursday, Peter Kosminski, live from England, Julianne Robinson, the Emmy-nominated Bridgerton Director, and from A League of Their Own, now playing on Amazon Prime, The Great Reviews, Executive Producer, Dessa Tedros-Riff. 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blocks Off Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, all of our podcast destinations, and our website. Whatever you're doing between now and then, make it safe and make it as great as you can. If you haven't been vaccinated, please see your doctor. Check in on your medical situation. Find out of all the alternative treatments, including the Pfizer and Merck pills, both of them available in many cases at your local pharmacy without a prescription and, in many cases, free of charge. And then after you hear about all that, consider and then make a great choice and make it your choice. Until the next time, stay well. And stay tuned.